Breakfast with Now. Barry Allen uses his super speed to change the past. Stream The Flash with Now.
I'm good. I got a new phone. I'm trying to work out how it works.
Oh, yeah.
Because the battery died in my yoke yesterday. It was charging for about an hour.
And?
So it was time to... I could have done the environmentally friendly thing, like replace the battery.
But you just got a new phone instead.
I've had it for 4 years now. I was due an upgrade, wasn't it?
So actually, for a phone to last 4 years is pretty good.
Pretty good for me.
Yeah, because you've got shovel hands.
And that thing has fallen into more toilets and gutters and bushes and ditches. And
same as mine.
Yeah.
If only phones could tell stories, eh?
Oh, yeah. My one could.
Yeah, so could mine.
I got caught absolutely rotten 2 days ago by Jason Coughlin, who used to work on this show. Did I tell you what he did to me?
What did he do?
He sent me a message going, he says, "Fella, your Instagram's after getting hacked." And I was like, "What?" He said, "I'm after getting a link to a video and you're in it."
What?
And I said, "What?" He said, "I'm swear to God, man, you're wearing your blue Under Armour hat and you're in the video." And I said, "What's going on?" He says, You're taking care of things."
Oh my God.
And I was like, "What?" And straight away I thought, this is some AI thing now. You know the way you can pop someone's head onto it. He said, "I swear to God, man, it's all over Instagram. It's been sent to everybody." And I went into it, like, when somebody sends you that, like...
That's horrendous. Panic.
I swear to God.
Oh, my God, Casey.
I said, "Will you just send me the link there so I can check it out?" And he sent me a link, and it was an otter rolling a stone off his tummy.
Oh, my God. Panic over.
I swear to God.
I see, yeah.
I told him I have a shotgun and a shovel and I'll be making use of both of those the next time I see
him. Oh my God, that's hilarious. I mean, it's not hilarious because it would panic me as well.
That is going around, by the way. Just in case you get caught by any of your buddies, it's not worth knocking 8 years off your life.
No, it's not, because that's what it would do.
So I had to get a new phone. I'm getting rid of Coughlin.
I've got rid of Coughlin.
New number, everything. He's never going to message me ever. I'll never hear from him again. He doesn't exist. Come here, we're doing this 120 grand today.
This is massive, Casey, isn't it?
3 o'clock today, lines close. Between 3 and 4, you're going to hear somebody on the air. Just here you go, here's 120 grand. We will get you involved for the final push for the 120 jackpot in about 20 minutes from now. I have an amazing prank Friday to play you later on.
Okay.
Nothing to do with my mother and vodka today.
Oh.
This is pizza and a Scottish man.
Oh.
We started the week with a pizza call. We will end the week with a pizza call.
I love pizza.
And it's on International Waffle Day as well today.
I love waffles too.
Maybe that's why you've got a sore eye. It's because you're off the sugar.
Yeah, that's what it is.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
Vic's on her wedding diet, even though she doesn't need to be on a wedding diet, but she's on a wedding diet.
Yeah.
And I think
trying to lose a bit of timber.
Bit of timber, mate. Bit of Jeff Capes. And how's the timber loss going?
Well, I don't know. Don't know yet.
have you not weighed yourself?
No.
No.
Just weigh yourself once a week. Otherwise, you get a bit obsessed with weighing yourself.
That's true.
Like, it's not really healthy to be weighing yourself every single day.
Like,
they say.
I don't know how to put it this way to you, but as soon as you get married, you're going to pile it back on anyway.
I know, I don't care.
You know?
I know, yeah.
That's what happens.
I know, yeah.
We go in with the best of intentions. When that ring goes on the finger, it's Planet Victoria. I mean Planet KC. Yeah. I'm not suggesting that after a few... No, you won't have your own moon or anything like that.
With KC on Cork's Good Times.
Just get comfortable. We're married now. I'm happy. Pasta, double Snickers. Thank you. The club isn't the best place to find a lover. 25 to 7. It's Benson Boone. What a great name. That's like a name like that. You should be, I don't know,
owning hotels around the place.
Yeah, defending galaxies, I must say. Stand by, it's Benson Boone.
Yeah, it's actually a great name, you're right.
Beautiful Things is what it's called. It is 6:35. You know this whole Taoiseach crack, the big story from during the week? So, let me see. I have a message in here from Jill, okay?
Right.
And she has sent me a photograph of the Irish Constitution. Are you ready? If a Taoiseach at any time resigns from office, the other members of the government shall be deemed to have resigned from office, but the Taoiseach and the other members of the government shall continue to carry out duties until their successors have been appointed. That's what's written in our rule book.
Oh.
Thanks, Jill. I didn't know that.
Interesting. So that's according to the Constitution?
That is.
There you go.
The Holy Book of Ireland and our rules. Hey, do you know who should get the gig?
Who?
Garron.
I love Garron.
The Irish Prime Minister has stepped down. BBC, there's one problem with this. We don't call him the Prime Minister. We call him the Taoiseach. It's our lovely exotic Irish word for Prime Minister. Now, the English took the country from us for 800 years. At least have the f***ing decency to use our silly little language that nobody understands when reporting our news. Thank you very much. The Irish people are obviously very excited. Now we cannot elect somebody else to do a substandard job in a system that's never going to work. I would like to put myself forward for the job. I will, of course, run the country as a corporate tax haven with a falsely inflated GDP that has absolutely no bearing on the quality of life of the Irish people. I'm not going to lie, I would be susceptible to a little bit of corruption. Not big stuff, just playful corruption like we had in the late 90s and early 2000s.
Like, isn't that brilliant?
Like tents at the Galway races, yeah. That kind of stuff, you know.
Red FM's Cash Machine.
Do you know they have this game out in Amsterdam?
Do we want to hear about this on the air?
Do you know they have this very game?
Oh, as in Cash Machine?
Yeah, but it's called the Hash Machine. radio station out in Holland. Yes, today you can win 2-9 bars. No, they don't. No, they don't. It's legal out there. It's legal. Today, ladies and gentlemen, we're giving you a chance to win a life-changing amount of money. It's €120,000, and it's going to go between 3 o'clock and 4 o'clock today. Text RED to 57557. Still going. That's RED to 57557. Today's the day. It's going to go. Someone's going to win 120 grand. If you want to play, you must be over 18. You are playing across the Goal Out network of stations. T's and C's are at redfm.ie. Get your entry into us by 3 o'clock today. Good times, Red FM. Jason Derulo. And yet another Robin S. Show Me Love sample. They're just going to kill that song for good. That's it. That's the end of it.
They will never kill that song for good. That is such a class song. Robin S.
So what's it? He's basically taken two songs there. He's taken a bit of this.
Banana, I thought it was that.
Oh, Harry Belafonte is owed a few bob from Jason Derulo, I think.
Vix VIPs on Cork's Good Times, Red FM.
6:42 on a Friday morning. Vic, what have you got?
Okay, it's been revealed that Taylor Swift fans caused an earthquake in Los Angeles last year.
Was this everyone jumping at the one
an
time? It was a tiny little tremor, isn't it?
Earthquake. Wow. 70,000 fans. It was at the SoFi Stadium.
Yeah.
And I think initially the seismologists actually thought it was an earthquake. And then there was more research done and it was actually revealed that it was...
People bopping at the concert, yeah.
Yeah, it was a swift quake.
What would happen if everyone in the world jumped at the same time?
Well, exactly. I'd say, I would imagine, honestly, I'd say it would move the position of the Earth in orbit.
We're teeny tiny little specks of dust. I don't think so.
No, that's true, actually. When you actually look at the Earth and how much water there is compared to land and people.
Yeah, I know.
We're very small.
You hear about overpopulation. Such rubbish. You could put the whole population of the world, 7.5 billion people, in a place, shoulder to shoulder, in the place, an area the size of Cork.
I agree.
You know, so we're grand. So drive on, make babies, everybody.
That's interesting.
That's your rule for the weekend.
Yeah. That's our advice.
Too many people, my backside.
So that's the second one, apparently. There was another one caused by another earthquake caused by Taylor Swift fans in Washington. So this is the second Taylor Swift.
Yeah, you know what's going to happen now? There will be an actual earthquake. Buildings falling down. Oh, bloody Taylor Swift.
Yeah. Blaming it on Taylor Swift.
Everyone ignoring it, like going back to bed.
Ed Sheeran surprised fans a few days ago. He's been singing in Punjabi for the first time. So he's in concert at the minute in India. And there's a massive, massive megastar over there called Diljit Dosanjh. And he joined Ed on stage to perform one of his own duets, which is a song called Lover. Have a listen.
Sheeran is some operator. He comes over here. He has rinsed the West for trillions already. He's everyone per head of population. Everybody has probably spent 100 quid on Ed Sheeran at this point.
They probably
so
have,
he's like, he's looking. Where else can I go? He's going to hit India first, as he's doing there.
Yeah.
Wait till you see. He'll have an album called Chinatown in a couple of weeks' time. Watch it.
He's a bit of a master at it. And I actually saw some of the video footage of fans' reaction to that.
Yeah.
And it was unreal. Mainly because Diljit Dosanjh is a massive star over there.
Collaborate with the big ones, yeah.
So people were like, I mean, there was people, you know, crying, like, you know. Anyway, it was quite sweet to see. Okay, some other Peaky Blinders news. You'll be happy to hear this. Cillian Murphy is going to be filming a Peaky Blinders film.
Oh, but this has been rumoured for ages.
Oh,
No, this is good, though. It been confirmed?
Well, creator Stephen Knight has now confirmed a film version of Peaky Blinders will get underway later this year.
Oh,
and he
wow.
has said Cillian is definitely returning for it. They're
brilliant.
Shooting in September.
Oh my God.
There you go.
Such good news. I hope Arthur's okay. Arthur's the character brother of Cillian, and he's been in a bad way lately.
Okay.
The actor.
As in his, yeah.
Yeah, the actor who plays Arthur. He was in court for drugs possession. There's photographs of him. He looks, God love him. He looks like he needs a lot of help.
So will they replace his character with another actor?
I hope he's getting help, and I hope he's okay for it and he comes back. It'd be an amazing comeback for him.
And is he a main part in it?
Oh, he's incredible. He makes that show.
Really?
He's just one of the, he's, again, if you know Peaky Blinders, you'll know that Cillian's brother in the show is just, one of the Shelbys, Arthur Shelby.
Something to look forward to there.
Very good. That's put me in good form now,
there
Missy.
There you go, you see. What do I do with all
of this? Cork's Good Times, Red FM. Good morning, everybody. I don't know how to break this to you. I'll break it to you gently. Ladies and gentlemen, it's the weekend. Red FM breakfast. Oh, yeah. With KC. Red FM. Morning, Big.
Hello.
Morning, Rory.
Hello.
Morning, Cork. How are we today? We in good form? Oh, that's very low. We got to turn up the fluffy puppy a little bit. 10 dB, would you reckon?
Yeah, we've got
10 or 15 dB. Let's go. Friday from the fluffy puppy. Yeah, give me a sing. Friday,
bean. Saturday, Sunday. Woo!
Somebody wants to go to Lyra.
Friday, do I want?
Yes, you do.
More Lyra tickets coming up very, very soon. So she'll play the marquee, but before that, we're doing a little intimate gig.
Yes, we are.
Lyra, live at Cypress Avenue. All the tickets are free. You can only win them by waking up at Cork's Good Times Red FM. We'll give away more of those before 9 o'clock this morning. And by the way, there's a lot of talk about smelly teens on the show this morning. And I'm defending the smelly teens on this. They've done some scientific research into teenage odours. What smell reminds you of being a teenager, Rory?
Socks and Lynx Africa.
Lynx Africa?
Yeah.
Lynx Oriental?
Lynx Java would be what reminds me of teenage boys.
Jupe. Remember Jupe?
What was the thing with Jupe before? Wasn't it Jupe? There was some marketing ploy with Jupe that if you wore it, it was the female hormone, something. There was all this spin that it's the most attractive scent for women. It was a genius marketing ploy.
I could disprove that immediately.
All by myself. In my room.
Squeezing my spots.
Yeah. This is what they're saying, that they've done the research into it. Teenagers smell of sweat and attitude and something else it's not nice to mention at breakfast. Yeah.
Do you remember?
I agree, Casey.
I
agree, Casey. Teenagers definitely do smell. My son, who's going to be 16 on Tuesday, when you walk into his room, you're like, dear God, dear Jesus. The dog runs out with his tail between his legs.
Unfair. Unfair. Teenagers, back yourself up here. 0868 104 106. What is the links of today? What are you using to kind of perfume yourselves.
Do you remember Impulse for the girls? That was our kind of links when we were teenagers.
It really was.
The smell lasts for 24 hours and just follows you around.
Absolutely. But you smell, you just smell gorgeous naturally anyway, don't you? All right, here we go. It's Prank Friday. It's 8:15 on a Friday morning. This one comes from a fella called Scott Mills. Scott rings a pizza parlour up in Sligo, up in Scotland. But your man at the end of the phone is having none of it. I love this, Scott.
Hello.
Yes.
Hello, yeah. I think there's someone in your place. Two of my friends, in fact.
What?
There's two of my friends are in your place at the moment, and I can't get through to them.
I'm on message service.
Pardon?
I'm not a message service. It's a pizza shop.
Yes. I just need... Right, there are two friends, and I need you to find them for me. I think they're in your place, okay?
What's your names?
Right. Anita.
Anita.
Are you writing this down?
Anita.
Gofradump. G-O-F-R-A-D-U-M-P.
Anita Gofradump.
This man is my arch enemy. Such fun having an enemy. You should try it. Here he is. Hello. I was just wondering, do you deliver?
Yes, we do deliver.
Okay then. I'd like one large pizza.
One large pizza.
With liver and pineapple.
Liver and pineapple?
Yes.
We don't do liver in a pineapple and a pizza.
Sorry?
We don't do liver on pizzas.
Well, you said you deliver.
We deliver. Oh, you little.
Such a pleasant man. And again.
Pizza.
Hi, do you do takeaway?
Of course we do takeaway.
You do takeaway, yeah?
Yes, we do takeaway.
Okay, what's 12 minus 6?
Love it. Red FM
Breakfast. With KC on Cork's Good Times. Red FM.
Holding on to heaven, but the heavens close down on me. Inky pinky bonky. Daddy bought the donkey. Donkey died, daddy cried, inky pinky ponky.
Brand new single from Tom Grennan.
Let's get some money. The 1,000 euro pop quiz.
With Easy Living Interiors, Eastgate Retail Park, Pallet Duff, North Point Business Park, and Maham Point Retail Park.
The fact that he threw in the Inky Pinky song at the end of it is just a genius.
Very clever, yeah.
Absolutely. It's 8:20 in the morning on Friday. Ladies and gentlemen, it is pop quiz time, and it's Killian. Good morning, Killian. How are we today?
Morning. How's it going?
Very good. Killian, I have a question for you. Killian's a teacher.
Oh.
All right. That means, are you on 2 weeks holidays now after today?
I am, yeah.
I hate you.
I have 3 kids, though, so I don't know how much holidays I'm going to get.
Fiber in every cell in my body. You teachers complaining all the time about the whole world. And look at you. You're only back 3 days after Christmas, and you're off on 2 weeks holiday. You have it.
Do you want to do my job for a week, Casey? Yeah.
Do you know what? That's exactly what I said to Vic this morning when she said, "Can you believe the kids are off again for 2 weeks?" And I said, "Yeah." Do you want to stand in front of a class with 35 kids for 8 hours a day? No,
tough job.
You.
Tough job.
It is. Yeah. I still hate you.
Fair enough.
No. What's the plan for your 2 weeks holidays then? Obviously, you're here. You're looking for some fun money. Are you kidding?
Yeah. Not much now. Say the kind of try and keep the kids busy.
Yeah, that's the difficult part of it, yeah. Keeping them occupied. Yeah. Let's get down to business here and get you a grand.
Let's play in 3, 2, 1.
Who played the lead role in the Top Gun movies?
Tom Cruise.
Can you tell me who played Barbie in the recent Barbie movie?
Oh, God, what's her name?
Oh, don't fall on the second.
I know, I'm going blank now.
She's beautiful blonde Australian lady.
I know, yeah. I can see her face. I know exactly who she is, but I can't think of her name.
You can't. Oh, God, it's Friday morning. What are we doing here? Vic, just shout a clue.
I didn't hear the question.
Well, who played Barbie in the recent Barbie movie? Like,
oh, yeah.
Margot
Robbie.
Question 3. What does the I in AIB stand for?
Irish.
Who left Westlife first?
Brian.
The Galaxy S24 is a phone by what company?
Samsung.
Use Your Illusion 1 and 2 are albums by what band?
Guns N' Roses.
Fame and Out of England are comedy specials by who?
Ricky Gervais.
What part of Ireland are the rap band Kneecap from?
Belfast.
And who's the second most followed person on Instagram?
Ronaldo.
Who?
Ronaldo.
Ronaldo. Okay, second most followed. Second most followed is the question. Margot Robbie potentially cost you €1,000. We'll find out if she did in a moment.
Yeah, I think Ronaldo cost me.
Tom Cruise is correct. Margot Robbie, number two. The I in AIB is Irish. Brian McFadden is correct. Samson is correct. Guns N' Roses, Use Your Illusion 1 and 2, two brilliant albums.
Yeah.
Fame and Out of England are comedy specials by who?
I don't know.
Did you say Ricky?
I did, yeah.
Yeah, Ricky Gervais is correct. What part of Ireland are the rap band Kneecap from? What answer did you give me there?
Belfast
is correct. The second most followed person on Instagram is Messi.
Oh.
It is. So Ronaldo's first of all, Instagram is the most followed thing on Instagram, then it's Ronaldo, then it's Messi.
Okay.
Messi has about 9 million to catch up on.
Yeah.
And the last question, had we got to number 9 and had Margot Robbie not cost you about 10 seconds?
Yeah.
Pierre Omidgar launched what website in 1995?
Oh.
Would you have known the answer?
Pierre
Omidgar. He was the fellow that invented eBay.
No, I wouldn't have gotten that anyway.
Okay, all right. Killian, enjoy your 2 weeks off.
Will do.
Have an amazing time. Have a great break.
All right.
You deserve it. Come back again and we'll do another round another morning. €50 voucher for Easy Living Interiors. Got a €50 voucher. Will we give him a mug as well? Will
yeah, go on.
Go on. Have an up there Rebels mug.
Thanks,
see you,
Killian.
Good luck.
Red FM Breakfast.
With Now, the prequel we all wanted. Stream TED with a Now Entertainment membership. Ireland.
They go to the Ospreys in Swansea at 7:35. And that's the sport with Simply Suits.
I'm supposed to do a big shout out for somebody here. Anne O'Donovan, the secretary of St. Columbus Boys National School in Douglas, is retiring today. Aww. She's wrapping up and they're absolutely devastated. She started working there when she was 16.
Oh, wow.
So she's been there 44 years.
Gosh.
And everyone at the school loves her dearly. They're going to miss her so much, from all of the staff, all of the kids in the Boys National School, St. Columbus Boys National School in Douglas.
Aww.
And the place will fall apart without
it. Probably will. Yeah. One day's going to be carnage.
Absolute carnage.
Or we're never going to come back after Easter.
Now, the other side of it is, Anne, you might be absolutely delighted after 44 years to see the back of all those messers. So we wish you nothing but just joy and happiness and retirement.
Absolutely.
And have a great time. Well done, Anne. On a serious note, around the table here, who do you want to be the next Taoiseach? Kelly, outside of politics, who do you think would be really good at running the country?
You.
Me? I've told you. Potholes and jambons. That's my manifesto.
I'll vote for you.
I'll put it to the testo.
Hey.
Who do you want to run the country?
Roy Keane.
Roy?
Roy's a good one.
Imagine Roy on budget day, though.
No nonsense, though.
No,
yeah, no nonsense. Yeah,
it'd be very hard to get him for an interview.
He wouldn't talk to anyone.
No.
Any ideas, Vic?
Killian.
Yep. Killian for Taoiseach. Yeah. I like where you're going with that. Yeah.
Smooth.
Smooth and sophisticated, and give him an old... He'd just wear tuxedo the whole time, wouldn't he?
Yeah.
What about Garon?
Oh yeah, Garon.
Garon
from
Taoiseach.
Follow me, I'm delicious.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
Here we go.
I do too.
The Irish Prime Minister has stepped down. BBC, there's one problem with this. We don't call him the Prime Minister. We call him the Taoiseach. It's our lovely exotic Irish word for Prime Minister. Now, the English took the country from us for 800 years. At least have the f***ing decency to use our silly little language that nobody understands when reporting our news. Thank you very much. The Irish people are obviously very excited. Now we cannot elect somebody else to do a substandard job in a system that's never going to work. I would like to put myself forward for the job. I will, of course, run the country as a corporate tax haven with a falsely inflated GDP that has absolutely no bearing on the quality of life of the Irish people. I'm not going to lie, I would be susceptible to a little bit of corruption. Not big stuff, just playful corruption like we had in the late 90s and early 2000s.
There you go. He's getting my vote.
Oh, he's getting my vote. I like the honesty about the corruption.
Straight up. Oh, like, yeah. There'll be a bit of it.
Who wouldn't? Who wouldn't do a little bit of playful corruption?
Anyway, that's Garon. All right. It's Friday morning, 25 to 9. Would you like to go and see Lyra at Red FM's Big Night Out? I've got you tickets in a few minutes' time. And also Anna Geary. We'll have a chat with Anna. She's a brilliant new book out. That's coming up for you. Hang on there. Red FM
Breakfast. With KC on Cork's Good Times. Red FM.
Good morning. Got your good times guide for the weekend. So much going on in Cork over the last couple of months, and it will continue. Vic, I got some news for you. Your favourite band, ABBA, ABBA-esque, the Irish tour, Vienna Woods, Glanmire, tonight at 8 p.m. We should send you along just to review it.
I wish them all the very best. I hope they have a great night. I won't, unfortunately, be in the audience.
She's not an ABBA fan for some reason. Sandy Kelly at the Everyman from 8 p.m. Bad Bodies at Coughlin's or Collins at 8 p.m. Tomorrow night as well, Neil Delamere's in town. Some brilliant comedy at the Everyman at 8 p.m. A few tickets available for that. Stand-up comedy club, early show at the Roundy at 6:30. The Spoilers are in the Crane Lane at 9. And The Rising play Dwyer's at 10 p.m. And that's on Saturday night in Cork. What have we got, Vic?
Sunday we've got a Gaza fundraiser. That's with loads of brilliant acts playing. Altered Hours, Pretty Happy, Elaine Malone, Fixity, I Dream, all at Cypress Avenue from 7 p.m. Then you've got Sean Tierney playing Dwyer's from 9:30 p.m. and Kevin Quigley is in the Welcome Inn at 8 p.m.
And by the way, there's a Marymount fundraiser going on as well. Crookstown Vintage Club are having their annual road and poker run. It's on Sunday. Sign in 10 a.m. from the Cornerstone Bar, leaving at 12 and finishing at Clifford's. Everyone please get involved in that. If you're in Crookstown, they're raising money for Marymount. And tomorrow, this lady's in town, Anna Geary, has a brand new book. Anna, what's going on?
I have things that I want to share. I have things that I've learned that I think can help other people too.
Yeah.
And so Anna's game plan was formed.
So the game plan is to build a bit of confidence, bring a bit of success. And you are bringing a lot of experience, particularly on the pitch and into training. And even, I'd imagine mindfulness is a big part of this as well for you.
What underpins the book really is the concept of like our mindsets and, you know, how we, I suppose sometimes we feel that we can't change them, but there is things that we can do to help ourselves just feel better. Like, that is my why. Like, you know, when people say, why did you write the book? That's what I want. I do want to help people. And I hope when reading this book, they understand that actually there's lots of tools out there to help yourself to navigate through your life, no matter what you're going through, because everybody's got stuff. We all know that, whether that is coping with, you know, losses and setbacks. Maybe you've lost your confidence or you're feeling a little bit insecure in yourself. Maybe you're going through a difficult time in terms of not really knowing, you know, where you're going and you're feeling a bit meh and at a crossroads. And I've experienced all those things too. So what I've done is, I suppose I've combined sharing my own experiences and stories, and a lot of them have never been shared publicly before. So I feel quite vulnerable now that I know they're out there.
Okay.
But I know they will help other people. And then it's combining that with real practical tools. Like, you know, motivation books are great and there's a purpose for them, but what I wanted this to be is a really practical guide for people to feel that they have the tools themselves to take control of their lives and as I said, just to live them however they want it, because often we all feel that we need to live our lives the way everyone else is living it.
Yeah.
But like, it's about how do you want to live your life and then giving the tools to you to do that in whatever way you want.
Okay, Anna's Game Plan is the name of the book. On Saturday at 12 p.m, Dubray Bookstore in Cork. That is where I need you to go to meet the lady herself and get your personalised signed copy and your photos and everything taken. Thank you for all the great stuff you've done. Fair play to you, Anna. Thanks for chatting
to
us.
Thanks so much, Casey. Hopefully I'll talk to you soon. Take care.
She's been an unbelievable servant to Cork down through the years, Anna Geary.
Yeah, lovely woman.
She'll be there tomorrow from 12 if you want to go meet her. Hello. Billy Gilly and Hello. Hannah Boylan, and that is DNA.
Red FM Breakfast with KC. All the latest things.
Have you ever had a technological mishap, particularly when you're doing a Zoom call? Remember we were all Zooming?
That's
remember Zoom parties? People used to have Zoom quizzes and Zoom parties.
We used to do it with a load of Owen's family up in Dublin.
Yeah.
We'd all get together there on a Friday night.
Video calls are the most awkward things.
They are, yeah.
You know when you've got like 15 people on the screen and then someone has to talk you're looking at everyone looks like they're a goldfish in a bowl.
I know, yeah.
And everyone acts really weird on video calls. Do you notice this? It's like, okay, Tom, it's your turn to talk. Especially meetings, video meetings.
But I think what happens is, and this is, correct me if I'm wrong.
Yeah.
While you're looking at everyone on the Zoom meeting, you can also see yourself.
Mm.
So your eyes are constantly going.
You're watching yourself. Yeah, it's weird. A mother accidentally broadcast herself naked in the shower at a funeral in front of a packed church of mourners.
No.
I got the WhatsApp about this during the week. The screen was arranged in a packed church in Barnet. Where's Barnet, London?
I'm not sure.
Yeah. So the attendees could watch a live stream at home. So the 48-year-old businesswoman and personal trainer had opened a Zoom link so she could live stream the funeral, but she said, I'm gonna have a shower while I'm doing it, but didn't realise that her camera was on. I'm trying to work out technically how she ended up broadcasting herself.
I guess there's a way perhaps you can turn the lens around like you can on a camera.
It was broadcast on Zoom.
Yeah.
So obviously she turned her camera on to be seen as well. That was it, okay.
I'd say that's what it is.
So when the stream went live, she's basically having a scrub.
Oh, God! In front of a church full of people.
And she was, as well as that, she was tending to the Amazon. In front of, seriously.
She had the old lady Gillette out. Oh no.
Yeah.
No.
So footage of this moment has since gone viral after being shared heavily on WhatsApp.
Oh, I'm mortified
for this is the worst of the worst thing about WhatsApp. You don't know what's going around.
Tell me they've blanked her face out.
No, in the middle of the church on a big screen, you could see her, like in front of people who are obviously.
Oh, God, I can't. I'm mortified.
I know. Oh. People that were visibly upset about the whole thing, you know, about being at a funeral or going, why is there a naked woman in the shower having a shave?
On a massive screen in front of us.
On a big screen. I mean, this is in flight entertainment on a new level. Like, all funerals should have this.
Oh, lads.
Anyway, she rocked up to the wake 10 minutes later crying her eyes out. The poor thing was so embarrassed about it.
Oh, that's awful.
Have you had an embarrassing Zoom story? Has something technically happened to you?
I actually fell off the bed once while I was doing a Zoom.
What were you doing on the bed?
I was just sitting
just
on the
sitting
bed.
Just sitting there, okay. Yeah.
I dropped my pen and I reached down to get my pen and I fell off the bed.
That's about as a Victoria thing as you could do. And it's official. They're telling us this morning, science has proven that teenagers stink.
Oh.
Sorry, teenagers. I have one of you at home and she's very hygienic.
And she smells of roses.
And it smells of roses and attitude. Most parents will be familiar with the smell of a teenager's bedroom, which can resemble... It can resemble something from a Freddy Krueger movie. You don't know what you're going to find under the bed. So now scientists have confirmed that they really do have their own special scent of musk and sweat and... attitude, yes. Researchers compared the chemical composition and body odour sampled with 18 infants between 0 and 3 and teenagers as well. And they found that teenagers definitely have their own pong. So there you go. So when you walk into the room and there's a funny old smell out of it, it's science. It's just science.
Imagine you could bottle that.
Absolutely.
Spray it on yourself before you go out.
It's like our buddy from a few months ago, The Secret Teen. We just asked him, you know, could you live without us?
Not a chance, because fending for myself is not something I'm prepared to do at the moment. I go home, dinner is made for me, my clothes are clean for me, the bed sheets are there ready, radiator's on, the house is toasty. Like, someone's taking care of that for me. You know, if I was by myself, that would not be happening. Do you know what I mean? Like, teenagers, like, we need someone to handle us. Like, if we were all there with each other, like, we'd be dead in a week.
And this is why
I just love the honesty, yeah. Just like the Friday morning on Voice Note. And we'll put you in the draw for tickets for Lyra to see her in action. All right. Getting back to smelly teenagers.
Hey, lads. As a father of three teenagers, I can tell you they don't smell like roses anymore. They smell like bloody rodents.
Was I a smelly teen? Like, what happens when you become a teenager? I mean, obviously you've got the hormones to deal with.
All teenagers are smelly. You were no different.
I think that's an unfair statement now. There's a lot of hygienic teens out there. Hygiene teens.
You were the one that said it, not me.
I suggested it. You confirmed it. So, by the way, teens of Cork, Victoria thinks you stink. Is that why we used to do that? We used to do this thing called the teen shower. The teenage shower was half a bottle of Lynx and not actual shower.
Did you used to use that Lynx?
Oh, yeah. I had Lynx Africa, Musk, Oriental. What was the other one?
Java. That was the one that all the kids, all the lads in my class used to wear was Java.
Serious tack. Lynx is still on the go, you know.
They used to spray it on the outside of the jumper. Their clothes.
Yeah.
Why?
Save you having a shower.
Is that what it is?
Maybe we did stink.
You did.
Is that why they had Link Musk? Because you were musking the smell of teenage years. We had some dad gags yesterday. I'm sorry about these. These are horrific. Dad gag time.
Yes.
It's Rory's favourite bit of the week.
I know it is, yeah.
Thank you for all of these that have been coming in. Ladies first, Victoria, take it away, please.
What's the best time to go to the dentist? Tooth 30.
When your tooth is hurty. Hey.
I remember the first time I saw a universal remote control. I thought to myself, well, this changes everything.
All of my gags this morning, by the way, are courtesy of Tim Vine, the genius Tim Vine. Are you ready? I was stealing things in a supermarket today while balancing on the shoulders of vampires. I was charged with shoplifting on 3 counts.
Yes.
That's quite good, Casey. What do you call it when a dog swallows an engagement ring? A diamond in the rough.
No, this is the thing. They need to be as bad as possible.
Yeah. A giant fly attacked a Garda station the other day. They called in the SWAT team.
Hey! I like that one.
I've spent the whole afternoon rearranging the furniture in Dracula's house. I was doing a bit of feng shui.
I like that.
I saw Arnold Schwarzenegger eating a cream egg. I said, I bet I know what your favourite holiday is. And he said, you have to love Easter, baby.
Hasta la vista, baby.
That's a good one.
Outstanding.
Did you hear about the fisherman that dated a mermaid?
Go on.
He met her online.
Fishing line? Apparently, 1 in 5 people in the world are Chinese. And there are 5 people in my family, so it must be one of them. Either it's my mum, dad, or my older brother Colin, or my younger brother Ho Chang Chow. It's Tim Vine gag. It's one of Tim Vine.
How do we come back?
we can't follow that with anything.
Will I tap out with one? Will I? I've one to go.
I don't know. I don't know if you should, Casey.
Conjunctivitis.com. Now that's a site for sore eyes.
FM Breakfast.
With Now, stream Ferrari starring Adam Driver and Penelope Cruz with a Now Cinema membership.
Talking. Our early morning talking. Hello.
Happy Friday. Hello. Casey and Vic. And don't forget, today is a Good Friday. And so is next week. It's a proper Good Friday.
Okay, so which Friday is the Good Friday?
Next week.
Is good? Are we working on Good Friday?
I don't know.
Well, that's not.
I was
going to
ask you the same thing.
is Good Friday? I can't remember.
I think it's actually considered a normal working day. If I'm wrong, correct.
No, that's not what Jesus would want. It's not really. He'd want us to have the weekend off
and eat fish.
Completely, 100%. Thanks, Finn. Finn, you're going to Lyra. Congratulations. We got more Lyra tickets to give away right across the show. Red FM's big night out. She's just announced a Live at the Marquee gig. You get a personal, private, intimate show with the Corkonian Beyonce / Florence and the Machine. She is different gravy. She's phenomenal life. We're going to have a Red FM party with her before she does her huge show at Live at the Marquee. And it's happening on the 17th of April. All of the tickets will be free and you get to come along. She's launching her brilliant new album. So it's all happening for Cork's Lyra this year. Getting back to your technology tragedies with regards to having an incident of live streaming. Keep my name anonymous on a Zoom call with 30 colleagues in Apple just when COVID kicked off. I fell asleep in the middle of a Zoom call.
No.
Nodded off, proper snoring and all. They were shouting at me for about 8 minutes and then eventually they just let me sleep.
Did they?
So obviously, you know when you're getting pulled into a deep sleep? You know when the eyes are going and you're like...
You can't do anything about it.
Nothing is stopping this. And you can just feel yourself getting pulled into this deep sleep. And obviously they just passed out in the middle of a Zoom call.
Oh, God.
So how are we looking for Q4 there, Brendan? Brendan! Drool hanging out of his gob and everything. Lads, there's nothing worse. Oh, I can't read this. Oh, God. Okay, I'll try and do a bit of word economy on
it. Okay, go.
Tiptoe around it. You're using your phone as a mirror.
Oh.
And you're trimming the garden downstairs.
Oh, no.
And the next thing you see, a load of likes going across the screen. And
no.
Thumbs up.
Red FM's Cash Machine.
Any more technology tragedies, please? 0868104106. We're hours...
With Now, Barry Allen uses his super speed to change the past. Stream The Flash with Now.